Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. Access to up to 10 days of paid family and domestic violence leave will become a reality to millions of Aussies from tomorrow. The entitlements will be available for full-time, part-time and casual employees. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the change is long overdue.
This is a policy that is about women and their children, but it's also about men. It's about changing behaviours. It's about sending that message that this is a right that has been fought for.
Mortgage holders are bracing for another rate rise when the Reserve Bank Board holds its first monthly board meeting of the year next week. While one economist is predicting we could see four rate hikes of 25 basis points by August, taking the official cash rate to 4.1%. That would add about $300 to monthly repayments on a $500,000 home loan. Parts of 2J, northeast of Perth, remain under a bushfire watch and act alert this morning. The Department of Fire and Emergency Services says the fire remains out of control and is moving in a westerly direction. There is a possible threat to lives and homes. There's still no sign of a tiny radioactive capsule lost in transit somewhere between a mine site in the state's north and Perth. Emergency crews are continuing to comb a 1,400-kilometre stretch of road. Additional specialised equipment from the federal government was sent in yesterday to boost the search effort. In sport, Steve Smith and Beth Mooney have taken out Australian cricket's top honours, Smith claiming his fourth Alan Border medal, while Mooney won her second Belinda Clark Award. Meantime, paceman Mitchell Stark has declared he's on track to play in the second test against India. He's been ruled out of the series opener with a finger injury, but has told Fox Sports he's keen to take his protective guard off and get back to work.
The good thing is I can keep my workloads up, so as soon as it comes off, I can adapt to 2 days in India and away we go to the second test, hopefully.